Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about the healthcare issues that are important to you. Whether you're 65 or older, approaching 65, or maybe you're just making healthcare decisions for a loved one in their golden years, we're inviting providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, when searching the internet for Medicare information, it becomes super overwhelming. In addition to traditional Medicare, there are so many Medicare Advantage plans to choose from. What are the differences? We are going to talk about that. And it's also open enrollment period. What does that mean? In this episode, we're talking with an insurance broker who specializes in Medicare. He's going to help us understand why it's important to know our options when it comes to our healthcare. But first, Millennium Physician Group has quickly become the leading independent physician group with more than 800 healthcare providers across Florida and growing, services center on primary care, and complemented by some specialty care, walk-in centers, telehealth, and so much more. Millennium aims to create a genuinely connected healthcare experience for patients, and we just want to be your connection to a healthier life. Learn more and find an office near you at millenniumphysician.com. At 65, you can get so many special perks, maybe travel discounts, help with your Social Security payments, tax deductions, and lots of senior discounts. One big thing you can look forward to when you turn 65 is Medicare, which can be confusing, and difficult to manage and understand. We're here today to help navigate the process for you with our guest, Andy Stansfield. Andy is the founder and lead agent for Stansfield Health and Life. And Andy, welcome to the show. You've been on before.
Yep,
I appreciate you. Yeah, we did a similar conversation last fall. And then we re-met again earlier this year to talk about all the commercials, the Medicare commercials, and how misleading they can be and everything. So we'll touch on some of that.
Sure.
But first, give us a little bit of background about Andy and how you got into this role.
Sure. Name's Andy Stansfield. I run Stansfield Health and Life. That means I'm a licensed health and life insurance agent here in the Jacksonville, Florida area. Licensed in Florida for pretty much every insurance carrier you can find. And then a number of carriers up in Georgia too, because we're here right on the border. Been in this since about 2016, and prior to that worked with a number of primary care doctors here in the area as well. And so kind of a pretty well-rounded view of the medical situation here in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, we're in an area with a lot of hospital systems and a lot of independent physician groups, a lot happening in the medical mecca that we are here in Jacksonville. So, all right. It's a very busy season for you right now.
Absolutely.
Is this your Super Bowl?
like an accountant, counting down to April,
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening. A lot of commercials. My mom lives with me, and every day we get a new mailer of some sort. She's 72, change your plan. This is what you're missing out. These are the new perks. So give us a little bit of understanding about Medicare open enrollment. It started October 15th. So we're pretty much 1 month into it.
That's correct. Yep. October 15th goes through the 7th of December. And if you've ever had like a corporate job and you've had insurance at work, they usually give you a few weeks to review your plans and select something for next year. This is no different on the Medicare side of things, except it's an individual plan. So it's your own choices, and you get a little more than about a week and a half or 2 weeks
Right. No pressure there. I definitely feel the pressure from the employer side. It's like you have 2 weeks to make all these life decisions. But it's nice that you have more like an 8 week period.
Yes.
So what's the importance of it, though?
So, if you've been kind of going along and you had a Medicare or a Medicare plan and you like your doctors and your medications are good and everything seems fine, there's really not too much you have to worry about. It's usually when you have pretty big changes, like you've changed your medication, your doctor's left, you don't like where it is you're going, a million different reasons for looking out there to see what's changed. Also, every year, new plans come in, old plans go out. There's all sorts of new, hot benefits and things like that that go on. So sometimes it's just helpful just to see what else is out there, especially if you haven't looked in a few years.
Yeah. And is this the only time of year people can make these changes?
I mean, the vast majority of people, this is the time for them. Lots of special exceptions, though. Mm-hmm. Did you just move here? Big special exception. You know, are you a recipient of some different governmental programs? Another reason to be able to change or do something in the middle of the year. Are you turning 65?
I was going to say, are you aging in, right? Yeah. And what are the aging in? What's the aging in? Like, there's X amount of months before 65.
Yeah. This comes up a lot when we work with people that are, you know, 64 years, and that's about the time they start thinking about that. So essentially, Medicare gives you a 7-month window to say, I'm signing up. I want to enroll. 3 months prior to the month you turn 65, that whole month that you turn 65, and then 3 months after that is kind of your time to do that. If you don't do that, then you come back a little bit later on. They force you to wait till a certain time period during the year, and then they don't start your Medicare for another few months after that. Just better to do it right then and there.
Yeah. And what's the process? I mean, I've been on the CMS, right? The regular gov, you know.
Medicare.gov. Yeah.
It is crazy confusing. So, and I'm not aging in yet, right, folks, yeah. Just so we know, but, just learning about it for my job, for my mom, you know, what do I need to know? Aging in and signing up, it seems like such a crazy, scary process.
Right. It is. And it's different for different people. One is, one of the biggest questions I always ask first is, are you already collecting Social Security? And it's not that I want to know what you're making or anything like that. If you're collecting Social Security, you will be automatically enrolled in Medicare Parts A and Part B, and you'll get your card about 2 months prior to turning 65. If you're not collecting Social Security, you're not really on their radar. So if you want to enroll in Medicare, you actually have to do something. Typically, they want you to go online, ssa.gov, and enroll in Medicare that way. You can also call your local Social Security office. They will set up an appointment to talk to you on the phone. Might take a month or two to get that appointment, so make sure to do it early enough. And you can, of course, always walk into a Social Security office, one that's open or has people at the time.
That sounds crazy to me. Can we reach out to you,
yes,
for example?
Yeah. So my role is not like a government official or anything like that, so I don't have the actual power to do it, but I know where to go and what to fill out.
So. Okay. So that helps.
Yeah.
It helps to have somebody like local, you know, to your neighborhood, sure, to your city that you're familiar with to help you navigate some of these tough things. I didn't know about the Social Security thing. So a person may be waiting, still working, that wants to collect Social Security when they turn 70, still needs to go and enroll themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. If you decide I'm going to wait on my Social Security, yeah, you have to go enroll yourself and tell Social Security that you would like to start Medicare A and or Part B.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about those.
Sure.
Medicare A.
Gotcha.
Let's start with the beginning.
Yeah, on your paper red, white, and blue card that you get, your Medicare card, Part A says hospital on there. You may think about it more of like if you're in an overnight stay somewhere, those are typically services that are paid for by Part A, usually a hospitalization. And so, you know, when you have a hospitalization, Medicare Part A pays a chunk of the bill, and then they send you a bill for what's remaining if you just have that regular Medicare. Part B on there, it'll say medical on your card, you know, Part B medical. Really, that's just a fancy way of saying the doctors that are the actual people that are treating you. Think about like a same day visit. So a doctor visit, a lab, an x-ray, something like that, where you're not like staying overnight.
Mm-hmm.
This is what most people experience when they do things in healthcare. And a lot of people also recognize that Medicare will not pay the full amount for those charges. Medicare will pay 80% of those charges after you've met a small deductible for the year.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then that's the one you automatically get put into when you
if
have
Social Security
and you turn 65.
Yes. You can always see Part B is a voluntary thing. You can actually turn it away. So say you are collecting Social Security and you're working a small job and, you know, you're not interrupting any rules on what you can make on which, but then you have health insurance through an employer, you just like that better. You don't actually have to take Part B right then.
Mm-hmm.
You can take Part B later when that work plan goes away.
Okay. So a person turning 65 who is still actively working, what if they are still on their employer insurance?
Yep. I run across this a lot. So you basically have some choices there. You can decide, let me just compare, what can I get, you know, for my healthcare by going the Medicare route and maybe evaluating supplements or Medicare Advantage plans, what would that look like for me versus what does it look like for me now through the employer plan, and decide which is just going to be better. And it's going to be different for every person based on their needs. It's going to be different based on every company and what they offer for their health plan. So I see usually 50-50 people stay and then 50% leave.
Yeah, I remember when my mom was turning 65, how excited she was. She's like, woo, I can like get off the plan, you know, right, the employer plan, move on to Medicare. And she does have Part B. Mm-hmm. But let's take a quick break. But when we come back, let's move into the next. There's a C mm-hmm. and a D.
Correct.
And beyond. A D?
Yeah. We're about there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So we are talking with Andy Stansfield, the founder and lead agent for Stansfield Health and Life, and we are digging into Medicare. So stick around. Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about healthcare issues that are important to you. If you're 65 or older, maybe approaching 65, or you're taking care of someone in their golden years, we're inviting providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, I went searching the internet for Medicare information, and it became super overwhelming to me. In addition to traditional Medicare, there's also Medicare Advantage plans to choose from. What are those all about? Well, we're going to be talking about that, and we did in the first segment with Andy Stansfield. He's the founder and lead agent for Stansfield Health and Life. And Andy, in the first segment, we kind of touched a little bit on Medicare, mm-hmm. Medicare Part A
right.
and B,
correct.
So hospital and medical.
Yep.
So what, you know, what happens next, okay, because there's so much out there,
right.
It can just be completely overwhelming.
Absolutely, it kind of comes down to looking at options based on your own situation and your own preferences to take care of the costs that are left to you by Medicare. So, in our first segment, we talked about there's certain charges for hospitalizations that you get. Medicare Part A pays a lot of that, but you still have a pretty large deductible to hit. On the medical or the doctor visit side of things, Part B, you'll typically be responsible for 20% of charges. And if you think about, you know, what's an MRI run for these mm-hmm. days, 20%, that's pretty high.
Yeah. Is there a copay with that too, usually?
So a percentage is called co-insurance.
Oh, okay.
Co-insurance just means I'm paying a percentage. And when it comes to just regular Medicare Part A and Part B, your co-insurance for on the Part B side is 20%.
Okay.
So you can see very quickly, if you don't know what's going to happen to you, then those costs can kind of get out of control. If something bad happens, there's really no caps to it. So what do you do to handle those costs that Medicare leaves up to you?
Mm-hmm.
And there's another big cost Medicare leaves up to you, and that's prescription drugs.
Right.
That's something about that.
D,
too,
right?
Yeah.
D for drugs.
Exactly. D for drugs. Yep. And that is, so really the search process goes to what can I do to offset, you know, the potentially large expenses you can get through Medicare Part A and Part B. One way of doing it is going out and purchasing what's called a Medicare supplement. That is a insurance policy. It does exactly what it sounds like. It supplements whatever Medicare doesn't pay for, whatever they leave up to you. If you have a policy which you pay for as well on a monthly basis, that policy will pay those additional costs.
Is that like an Aflac?
No, it's literally called a Medicare supplement.
Okay, Medicare supplement.
Medicare supplements and Advantage plans, they're two completely different things, but
okay.
Usually people refer to them in the same way.
Okay.
It's really not. So a supplement is just, hey, I purchase a policy, I pay for something every single month, and when I go see the doctor, nobody's asking me for any sort of out-of-pocket costs or anything like that. In addition to the supplement, if you're looking to take care of Part A and Part B charges, then you have to worry about your prescription medications. This is another plan that goes back to that Part D. It's called mm-hmm. a Part D or prescription drug plan. And in this case, you're basically looking for a plan by any number of health insurance companies mm-hmm. out there. They're all registered by certain areas within the state and the state. So what you're going to be doing is putting your medications into a search function. Medicare.gov is a great place to do that. We have lots of other softwares that can do that. And just seeing what plans available in your particular area offer your medications at the best possible cost.
Okay.
Okay. So you pay a monthly price, a monthly fee to have your supplement. You have a monthly fee to have your drug plan in place. And then when you go to the pharmacy to pick up your medications, you're not getting those at $0 either, or many of them, you're paying a copay for those. So that's more or less like a prepaid way of getting all of your healthcare things done. You've got your A, B, your supplement, and your Part D. You're paying everything at the first of the month, and nobody's really, except at the pharmacy, nobody's really asking for anything at the door.
And that's different, that what you're paying is different per person.
It is. There's a number of different types of Medicare supplements. If you've ever had friends say, oh, my friend has a plan F or a plan G, those are two of 10 standardized plans. Plan F, unfortunately, is no longer around. So kind of the next best one to go for in many, many cases is a plan G. And Plan G is the exact same, or a Medicare supplement is exactly the same no matter who sells it, what insurance company sells it. All does exactly the same thing. That's why they're standardized by Medicare.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if it's a Humana or an Aetna or United Healthcare. I mean, those are kind of drug insurance company names that people know.
Exactly. Okay. Yep. And they you know, like I said, Plan G is a Plan G no matter who sells it. The only difference you're going to find is how much that particular company sells it for.
Okay.
It just kind of takes running a little search like that to see what plans are offered in your area and, you know, what's the best price you can get for that particular type of supplement. So that's more of your prepaid way. But a lot of people look at that scenario and say, well, that's kind of a lot of money to be paying out of pocket. What if I'm really healthy, just coming off of working and all that? What else can I do to take care of the additional 20% Medicare user? Or what about my prescription medications? The other route of going it, rather than paying something every single month, whether you go use a doctor or a hospital or not,
right,
is looking at what's called a Medicare Advantage plan. They also call that Part C of Medicare. So now we have our A, B, C, and D. I think a Part C is combo. It's just it's an insurance plan that essentially is set up to do has to do everything Part A can do, everything Part B can do, and typically includes a drug plan. So I think Part C for a combination.
Mm-hmm.
Another word for this, though, would be a Medicare replacement. So this is the difference between a supplement and a Medicare Advantage plan. An Advantage plan is technically a replacement. It is a private insurance company that has created a plan that goes by all the, you know, whatever rules Medicare places on it, but they've created an insurance plan. And so rather than going by the original rules of Medicare and 20% here and all that, you're going to now go by a copay list. So you're going to go by a list of charges that insurance company will charge you for each individual service that you do. And you can compare all of those charges against every company that offers them. And I think just here in the Duval area, you're looking at about 51 for 2023. So there's certainly lots to choose from.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And this plan, like a Medicare Advantage plan, kind of like looks like your healthcare plan from your employer.
Exactly. Yes, it does. Yeah, that's mostly where it was modeled after. You have, it essentially, if you think about it this way, the government is now saying, let's let a private insurance company work with a certain amount of money to take care of a patient. And whatever they do with that money is up to them. It's, you know, good chunk of that has to go to, obviously, to the care of that particular person. But then what they keep on the back end is more like their profit and their administrative costs and things like that. So they're very, very interested in what they can do to keep you as healthy as possible because they're managing that thing. And where can you control most of that? You control it with knowing where these people are going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get something called doctor networks. This is why an insurance company puts together a network of doctors, because if they know where you're going, better chances of controlling all the costs that are going to be around you. So you're going to find Medicare Advantage plans that come in two main formats. One is called an HMO. And if you've ever had a company work plan, you've probably heard the term HMO. And the other style there is called a PPO. And they all have to do about doctor networks. One is a type of plan where if you go out of network, you're kind of on your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's an HMO. And the other one, it gives you a little bit more flexibility. It looks great to stay in network, but if you have to leave the network to see another doctor, you can do that and the insurance company won't leave you out completely in the cold.
Yeah, and with the HMO, you pretty much have to choose your primary care physician.
That's correct. Yeah, your primary care physician, I like to call him like your quarterback of care.
So mm-hmm. Wants to be your quarterback of care. There you go. I like it.
Where the primary care doctor, again, kind of, you know, trying to figure out where the money's going, how to best control the care of a particular person, that primary care doctor issues referrals, you know, or their office issues referrals from that office to a specialist or to other types of specialty services out there, and the insurance company okays it. And as long as everything goes well that way, then you get your service.
Yeah. And a lot of the commercial, you know, the Humanas and the United Healthcares and the Aetnas of the world have different, like, perks for their Medicare Advantage plans, right?
Yes.
Some offer transportation or vision and eyes, dental.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. They call them extra benefits. It kind of goes back to the original concept, though. If you're given a chunk of money to take care of somebody and the healthier they are, the better you do in the end, it might be worth it for you to offer some stuff that Medicare doesn't, like some dental coverage or some hearing coverage or transportation to and from your doctor's office, or, I mean, all kinds of flex cards, all sorts of money to help purchase, you know, healthy foods, even benefits there where they will say, well, instead of doing more dental or something, we're just going to take a certain chunk of money and give it right back to that person in their Social Security check. Because maybe that extra $100 a month might improve their quality of life. Maybe they can now afford groceries, or who knows? They're just trying to figure out all the different ways to keep a person as healthy as possible and help them avoid ER visits and hospitalization.
Right. And now, who pays for the Medicare Advantage plan? Does that come out of Social Security too?
So Yeah, most of that comes directly from Medicare, like a Medicare trust fund. So something to be aware of, when you have Part B, there is a premium for Part B. That is typically withdrawn out of a Social Security check, or if you're not collecting that, it gets billed to you. In 2023, that's going to go to $164.90. That gets put into the Medicare trust fund, and then Medicare will pay the insurance company, you know, basically a chunk of money that they likely would have already spent on you throughout the year. They will give that chunk to the insurance company for the insurance company to manage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that the Medicare Advantage plan is getting nothing at all. They're definitely getting paid.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just not being paid directly from you, the consumer.
Okay, so. All right. So where we live, we're in a very heavy military town. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of folks that visit our offices have TRICARE.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about that just for those listeners. Is someone on TRICARE or TRICARE for Life, are they also on Medicare?
Yes. So TRICARE for Life is for, you know, retired military members. My own parents have TRICARE for Life. And more or less, if you go back to what we're talking about, Medicare supplements, so kind of a policy in place that takes care of additional, whatever Medicare leaves up to you, TRICARE for Life more or less acts as that.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody would have Medicare, that would be their lead off insurance, and then they have TRICARE, which would supplement whatever Medicare doesn't do.
Okay. Yeah. Because you have to have Medicare.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Did I hear this, that you're, if you don't sign up for Medicare, you're penalized down the road?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Unless you're currently on a work plan, mm-hmm. or you have some other, what they call credible coverage already in place that would allow you to delay anything with Medicare. But if you just don't have anything and you don't sign up for Medicare, the next time you come back to do that, you are typically penalized for every month that you went without having it when you should have.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So is there, anyone below 65 that gets Medicare?
Yep. Yep. If you're a recipient of Social Security disability income, once you go on Social Security disability, if you're on that in your 25th month, you're essentially automatically awarded Medicare, and you get a Medicare card in the mail, and you can use Medicare for your health coverage. You can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan at that time as well. Kind of a tricky part though on those scenarios, purchasing a Medicare supplement, you know, the one that you pay for on a monthly basis, that might be a little more cost prohibitive, because companies they're not required to sell you an insurance policy until you turn 65.
Huh.
Most people who are on disability are younger than 65.
Okay.
They can do a Medicare Advantage plan, but when it comes to a supplement, they'll sell it to you, but it's 15 times more than you would normally pay.
Goodness.
Yeah,
so okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Andy Stansfield, the founder and lead agent for Stansfield Health and Life. We are going to come back after the break, and we're going to talk about some of the commercials. Let's revisit that, because it's a great conversation, because people are calling an 800 number thinking they're getting something helpful.
Sure.
And we want to talk about that. So be sure to stick around. Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about the healthcare issues that are important to you. If you're 65 or older, approaching 65, or maybe you're making healthcare decisions for a loved one in their golden years, we're inviting providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. We are talking about Medicare, and when you go looking for it on the internet, you can go down a deep, dark hole. Believe me, it becomes very overwhelming. But what are some of the things that you just need to know about, and what are some of the changes for 2023? We are talking with Andy Stansfield. He is the founder and lead agent for Stansfield Health and Life. And Andy, we have definitely hit the ABCDs, F's and G's, no more F's, right, but G's right. of Medicare and enrollment and so much information. I'm just impressed at your knowledge, because for me, I just started reading it and I was like, la, la, la. You know, I like completely like, well, oh, look, squirrel,
right.
You know, but, what are some things that people don't know? What are some of the really hidden gems, if you will, or the hidden helpful things for someone on Medicare who might not be able to afford a Medicare Advantage plan?
Sure. Yeah. So something I run into a lot of times is people are, they have a lot of, they struggle, especially if they have high medication costs, or even just the Medicare Part B premium that comes out of a Social Security check. That can be a pretty good percentage of somebody's.
Yeah. It's $164 a month. Yep. Not everybody has that in Social Security.
I think what is it, like at least a third of the population is all living only on Social Security checks right now. So
$164 is a big chunk.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
What people don't know about is there are a number of federal and state-based programs that will help with that. Programs being like for prescription medications, there's a program out there administered by Social Security itself. It's called the Extra Help Program, also called the Low Income Subsidy. Lots of different names for the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. But essentially what this program is put in place, it's they call it an income and asset based program, which means you have to qualify within certain thresholds. But if you do, it puts you in a situation where you now receive extra help and you receive extremely discounted prices on all of your medications, including payment for the Part D plan. If you have a standalone Part D plan that you pay for, the Extra Help Program will pay for that. It will also pay for the Part D plan within a Medicare Advantage plan if you want that too. A huge, huge savings for a lot of people. That's not necessarily a new program. It's just not one that everybody really knows about or everybody talks about. Something that is new when it comes to medications, at least in 2023, we're just seeing this now, is that insulins. So insulins covered by Part D plans on Medicare are now being capped at $35 per month. No donut holes, no nothing like that. It's $35 a month every month. If you get it on a 90-day supply, it equals out to no more than $35. For a number of different insulins. So I think it's going to really, really help people on a lot of the medication side, since insulin has been all over the place
here really
in the last few years. In addition to that Extra Help Program, which is a really, really great program, there's actually another program which can go to help address the physical cost of Part B. And that is called the Medicare Savings Program. So if you see ads out there that say, if you have Medicare and Medicaid, you can do this and this and that. Essentially what that is the Medicare Savings Program is a program administered by Medicaid. And it, again, income and asset based. But if you qualify for that, then Medicaid will pay that $164 for you.
Okay.
And that's how people that have both Medicare and Medicaid can get that $164.
Is that the D-SNP? Is that a...
Yes. So now when you have benefits from Medicare and you have benefits from Medicaid, you're now called dual eligible.
Okay.
So when you say D-SNP, which is dual special needs plan, is a specially designed Medicare Advantage plan that is only available to people who fit that criteria. And you'll see that there's a lot of other benefits, because I think there's just a little more funding in a plan like that. So the insurance company can offer a little bit more. And if you think about it, people in this situation many times are probably your riskiest people health-wise. Mm-hmm. So what else can we do to help support them and keep them as safe and healthy as possible, so they don't cost everybody, you know, so much when it comes to healthcare costs. So, but those are two big time programs that have really, really helped out a lot of people I've worked with. They just don't know about it.
Right.
It's a pretty simple application process. We can sit right there in the living room and do right away. And you hear usually in about 2-3 weeks as to whether or not you got that program. And then from there, we can look at, you know, other things that you may be qualified for now if you're now considered dual eligible.
Well, and I think that you bring up a really good point. You can go sit with somebody in their living room. You know, you're not an 800 number that is on their television screen. You're actually like somebody in person, face to face, or even on the phone with an area code number, you know, not an 800 number. Let's talk about how misleading some of those television commercials are, especially during open enrollment period.
Absolutely, yes. In fact, I think Medicare itself is looking at a lot more, and they're really starting to hold a lot of people way more accountable, including agents, like myself, which is fine. When it comes to the 800 numbers, just understand that it's marketing. It's advertising. It is what can they say to get you to pick up the phone and call that 1-800 number. And of course, if you listen carefully to their wording, they're not lying. They're just saying certain things in a marketing way that gets the response that they want. That's mm-hmm. just that's how that is. But essentially what's happening is you're calling an 800 number. I like to paint the picture of, you're calling a guy in a headset, you know, Jake from State Farm or whatever, you know, one of those.
Right, feet propped up.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma somewhere. The first thing they're going to do is find out where you live, because most plans that they're going to be talking about are plans that are registered in your county. Mm-hmm. So if they don't have your zip code, they don't know what's available to talk to you about things. Some other things I get concerned with, one, they don't really know the local area or the local doctors. So I sometimes question how thorough they are when looking to make sure that your doctors are in network, especially on the Medicare Advantage side, where it's very important to know. I don't know how good of a job they do at going through all of your medications, or maybe showing you alternative ways of getting medications, or even some of these extra programs. I don't believe that people in those positions typically are really incentivized to do a lot of that. They're incentivized to sell you a plan as fast as they can and get to the next call.
Right.
So that's a big, big difference there. And so I'm not going to say it's misleading. It's just very, very confusing. And they just say just enough to get you to pick up the phone, where they have a scripted person to kind of take you down something and maybe not even show you all the different options that are out there. Maybe, you know, in a lot of scenarios, you know, myself personally as an agent, if you want to represent five different companies, you have to certify with every single one of those companies. I don't know how, you know, when you call the 800 numbers, I'm not sure where that's going to, if they are, if they're well-versed in it, if they certainly don't know the local market and all that. So just for a lot of those reasons, plus it's just nicer to sit down with somebody a lot of times, especially when you're going through all these different factors.
So, I agree. And I mean, it is so complicated. In sitting down with someone in your position, you at least get to know me, get to know my family, get to know my background, how much can I afford? Right. You know, really, what is it?
Yeah.
You're talking about some pretty personal stuff. And it's almost like sitting down with your doctor and talking about very personal stuff with your doctor. You kind of want to have that one-on-one connection.
Exactly. I mean, I'm your agent. I'm the person you'll call if something doesn't make sense. And I may say, well, we have to call the insurance company, but at the same time, you're not going to get that. You know, you'll have an agent. They'll be on record somewhere. The guy in Tulsa will be on record somewhere as being your agent, but you're never going to find that person ever again if you have a question. So that's really, really important to me. And that's how I keep my business going here, you know, here in Jacksonville. So.
Right. Well, thank you for that. All right. We're going to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to kind of summarize what we've been talking about. We're going to get Andy's contact information too. So stick around. Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about the healthcare issues that are important to you. If you're 65 or older, approaching 65, or maybe you're just making healthcare decisions for a loved one in their golden years, we're inviting providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, we are talking about Medicare. It's a lot. It's a lot. And it's Medicare open enrollment period. And we're going to kind of summarize what we've been talking about and maybe help you out a little bit during this time. We are talking today with Andy Stansfield. He is the founder and lead agent for Stansfield Health and Life. So Andy, we have talked about a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot. But let's kind of summarize past few segments that we've had. So Medicare open enrollment period happening now.
It is. From now until December 7th, 2022.
Okay. And this is for plans for 2023.
That is correct. For anything that's going to start January 1st, 2023, any changes you make happen in this period of time will take effect on that day.
All right. And this is changes to current plans or aging in?
Yeah, actually really, you can change and do anything you want to. This is like the free-for-all time where you can swap out different Medicare Advantage plans. You can drop certain things, pick up other things. This is definitely the time to do that.
Okay. All right. And what if you pick something now and you start off in January and you're like, oh, I don't think I need this. Or maybe I didn't add something that I do need. What do I do at that point?
I didn't know my doctor wasn't in network.
Yeah.
I didn't know they didn't cover this. But I call it like the buyer's remorse phase or whatever. So Medicare just started this a few years back. It's called the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. So it's another set of dates to know, but essentially it's January to the end of March. It's kind of the first quarter of the year that you have the ability, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan already, you can switch, make a one-time switch to another one. You're not really going to hear that marketed all over the place or talked about. And there's a lot of rules on not doing that, but we're not in that time frame, so I can at least let you know.
Yes.
that is an opportunity to change from one Advantage plan to another.
Okay.
You can also just drop everything all together and go right on back to that very, very original Part A and Part B if you want to as well. If that suits you better, you can do that.
Okay.
That time frame as well.
All right. So regular Medicare, straight Medicare is the red, white, and blue card. You get Part A automatically.
Yep.
Part B.
Part B is technically voluntary. You don't have to take it if you don't want to, but it does cost. Part A could cost people, but 99.9% of the people in the United States do not have to pay a premium for Part A.
Part A, and that's the hospitalization.
That's the hospitalization, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Part B is there's a charge for that. If we just stick with that, there's all kinds of different charges that Medicare leaves up to you. So typically we look for ways of offsetting that either through purchasing a supplement on a monthly basis and that pays any open bills for Medicare, or looking at Medicare Advantage plans, which essentially are just an insurance company creating their own plan, their own set of rules. You go by those rules, you work with their doctor, you know, with their doctor networks, and you get mostly co-pays or just flat fees whenever you get services done. So kind of two different ways of handling those additional costs that Medicare will throw at you.
Yeah. And who is your typical, and I don't know, Medicare Advantage member?
Well, it is all over the place.
Okay.
It's all over the place. I don't know that I could really pinpoint like a socioeconomic segment or anything like that. It really comes down to a lot of times just the personal preferences of the people I'm speaking with.
Okay.
Some people, you know, Medicare Advantage is great because obviously it's very budget friendly. You get a lot of the, you know, kind of the other bells and whistles and, and things like that. Extra benefits, they call it. That regular Medicare doesn't do. So otherwise you may be in a situation, well, I like the dental coverage, but if I don't get an Advantage plan, then I may have to get a separate dental plan and a separate vision plan. You may not want to do that. So obviously financially is a big thing. A lot of the extra benefits is a big thing for people. But when it comes to people going for a supplement route of things, they typically just want all the freedom and the flexibility in the world, because when you have a supplement just pays for what Medicare doesn't pay for, and you can go see any doctor that accepts Medicare. If you're working in an Advantage plan, you have to go see any doctor that accepts that particular plan.
Right.
So it really does come down to a preference, usually preferences and personal finances. But I've seen people of all backgrounds go both ways.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, it makes sense. Yeah. And then, and that's part C, right?
Part C being
combined,
advantage.
Yes. Right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. All right. And then part D is your drugs supplement.
It is. So you can have what's called a standalone part D plan or standalone drug plan, which is outside of a Medicare Advantage plan, outside of the part C combo.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have a drug plan that is packaged in, you know, rolled in, bundled or whatever, if you want to call it into a Medicare Advantage plan. There's two different ways of doing it.
Okay.
Usually your standalone drug plans are what I've seen typically have a little bit higher copays and a little bit higher deductibles than you get on many of the Medicare Advantage plans, especially here in this area. So I kind of thought that was interesting. I always think about Progressive insurance. You know, if you bundle this and you bundle that, we save you money on all sorts of things. It's pretty much the same concept from what I noticed. Yeah.
All right. And then now there's G or...
Yeah, so that you're referring to a supplement.
The
so
supplement,
yeah,
okay.
That is the pay everything in the beginning of the month and nobody asks you anything at the door. Plan G, just because they like to make it as confusing as possible.
Of course.
These supplements all have their own letters. And I always mention G because it's, you know, it's more or less at this point that the Cadillac of supplements. There's no, it covers everything that Medicare doesn't, other than one small Part B deductible, which is a once a year type of a thing.
So, okay. And when do you pay the G? Is that monthly?
That's a monthly thing. Yeah, that's a monthly thing. Yeah. Usually in this area for somebody just turning 65, that's just under $200 a month. That can go up from there. Those rates do rise as you go along. So as you age, or as the group of people that you have the same plan G with, if they all age and the healthcare costs of them go up, your rate goes up too. So you may run into people, maybe even their 80s, that had Medicare supplements for a long time, but they're not paying $185 anymore. Now they're in the 307s and things like that.
Wow.
Basis. So,
okay.
So sometimes I'll see people just for that fact will switch from a supplement over to an Advantage plan because it fits their finances or preferences better. So,
Andy, all right, you have definitely unloaded a lot of information on us today. All good. How can someone contact you directly?
Sure. My website is StansfieldHealthAndLife.com. You can call me directly, 904-504-3782. Texting that number is really, really great, too. I love when people text me. That's
give it
perfect.
Again. Give it again.
904-504-3782.
And open enrollment period ends on December 7th. But if you're aging in, you know, it's the 3 months before the month of your 65th birthday, the 3 months after.
Right.
And that's year round. People are turning 60, like 10,000 people a day, I think, turn 65 in our country.
Yep. So anytime that's happening, you have the ability to go through all the same options we just kind of discussed to try to find the best thing that suits you and your needs.
Yeah. And sitting down with someone in their living room, it sounds really awesome to me because Medicare.gov is tricky. Tricky. And then the buyer's remorse period again.
Yeah, that's how the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period goes from January 1st all the way to the very last day in March, March 31st.
Okay.
And you can make a one-time change anywhere in there. If you make that change, your new plan becomes effective the first day of the following month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. Right. And you can likely keep your same doctor during that. It's just more of a plan change.
It would be a plan change.
Or a doctor change.
You've got to go through the same process of if we're changing to another plan, does that plan have your doctors? How well does that cover your medications? And then from there, what other extra benefits, does it have on a plan? Like what else are we looking for there?
Right.
I always try to touch on, making sure your doctors are good, because most people I'm talking to in this category have a established doctors.
And changing doctors is so tough. We see it every day. Yeah.
So just making sure those bases are covered before kind of getting enamored by all the other bells and whistles and flashy things out there is usually the way I like to do it. And kind of keeps you on.
Yeah.
On target.
All right. Well, if you guys out there are looking to make changes or update your healthcare, you know, look at Andy. Thank you for being here today. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate it.
The conversation will continue next time on Medicare Connect Radio. Check out our list of providers at millenniumphysician.com and locate an office near you. In good health, I'm Michelle McCormick. Have a great day.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.